From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a treatment of the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. Although this commandment is usually perceived as addressing the relationship between parents and children, Dr. Cairns is showing that it teaches a much wider application. We'll see that it extends to the whole concept of authority. According to the biblical teaching, the church and state have been established to further the role of the family. Scripture requires all men to honor and obey those in authority over them, whether they be fathers and mothers, kings and queens, or elders in the church. The New Testament teaching is, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. In other words, man is to be subject to the various levels of authority which God has established, beginning with the Lord Himself. This is the divinely ordained basis for human society. On the most basic level, parents are to manifest this, in that fathers should be reflections of God, and mothers should mirror the role of the church in their love and care for their offspring. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, here's a brief selection from C.H. Spurgeon's devotional collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Divine Recompense. The text is Proverbs 11, verse 25. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. If I carefully consider others, God will consider me, and in some way or other He will recompense me. Let me consider the poor, and the Lord will consider me. Let me look after little children, and the Lord will treat me as His child. Let me feed His flock, and He will feed me. Let me water His garden, and He will make a watered garden of my soul. This is the Lord's own promise. Be it mine to fulfill the condition, and then to expect its fulfillment. I may care about myself till I grow morbid. I may watch over my own feelings till I feel nothing. And I may lament my own weakness till I grow almost too weak to lament. It will be far more profitable for me to become unselfish, and out of love to my Lord Jesus, begin to care for the souls of those around me. My tank is getting very low. No fresh rain comes to fill it. What shall I do? I will pull up the plug and let its contents run out to water the withering plants around me. What do I see? My cistern seems to fill as it flows. A secret spring is at work. While all was stagnant, the fresh spring was sealed. But as my stock flows out to water others, the Lord thinketh upon me. Hallelujah.
Serve Him with all
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
we must honor the Church of Christ as we would honor our mother. Strong language. But that's the language of God's Word. Her authority is not to be despised. Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves." Submit yourselves. Simple word. But my, what rebellion it stirs up in the hearts of so many Christians. Now, without giving away all that I'm going to be saying, I will be majoring tonight. And if I don't get far enough, next week as well. I will be majoring on the family unit and children and parents. But can I say that parents will never successfully inculcate into their children a true sense of biblical honor for them and their authority if those same parents utterly despise the authority and the position of the Church of Jesus Christ and its rulership? It's a contradiction in terms. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. The fifth commandment then includes the authority of state, the authority of the Church. But even that is not the whole story. I hadn't really found anybody paying much attention to this until on a totally different matter. Just before I came to church tonight, I checked up what the late Martin Lloyd-Jones had to say, as I say, on a different matter, and I found in a passing reference that he was looking at this exactly the same way as I was, and I said, well, thank the Lord, I'm not completely out on a limb here. I think the fifth commandment, while we normally take it to be the first commandment of the second table of the law, regulating our dealings with men and with authority on earth, nonetheless teaches us how we must react to God's authority. Because you see, the term father is the great term that's given to the Lord. Deuteronomy 14 verse 1, you are the children of the Lord your God. The Lord Jesus said, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Paul told the church at Rome in chapter 8, 15 and 16, ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And it's often been pointed out that the Abba part of that cry is the most intimate family expression. Without wanting to trivialize the scripture, the nearest we can come to it in the vernacular today is not father, but daddy. It is not the word that the slave would use. It's the word that the child uses to its father. Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And so, when we read in the fifth commandment, honor thy father, if we're going to honor our earthly parents, if we're going to honor our rulers, if we're going to honor the rule of grace in the church, then first and foremost we must honor our God. And while a man is living to despise his God, he cannot properly fulfill any other duty. He cannot discharge any other responsibility. He will be failing and contaminating every earthly relationship into which he enters, so long as he is despising the Lord his God. Because while these are written to Christians, and in every case here, the Father speaks of the Lord as Savior, Paul spoke to heathens in Acts 17, and he spoke of the whole of humanity, and he said, we are God's offspring. And in Malachi 2:10, we have the question, have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? There is a sense in which this refers them to God the Creator. The fifth commandment then is teaching that all men should honor the Lord. because He created them. But Christians especially should honor the Lord because He saved them. Now then, here's the full extent of the fifth commandment. God has ordered all human society on the basis of legitimate authority, which every one of us, saved and unsaved, should acknowledge and respect, because we acknowledge and respect the authority of God Himself. Now that's what the fifth commandment is fully all about. But as soon as I say that, you'll recognize that's a huge subject, and it's much too big for me to get through in one message, or even two messages, or even three or four messages. Much too big. To do justice to the subject of the fifth commandment, as I have just set it forth, we would need to consider the biblical doctrine of legitimate authority, its proper exercise in the church and in the state, and then in the home. We would need to consider what the Bible teaches regarding the duties of citizens toward the state and the duties of the state towards its citizens. We would need to study the limits of state authority, as I mentioned this morning, to study the difference between authority and mere power. We would have to consider from Scripture the right of protest against the tyrannical abuse of power, and when and by whom a revolution against a government may be pursued. Some Christians believe it's never right to pursue a revolution against a government. In that case, every one of you should apply very quickly to the House of Parliament in England for citizenship once again, because you're all living in sin. However, if you understood Protestant theology, which is biblical theology, you would understand that there is a basis in Scripture, in the scriptural teaching of grades of magistrates. There is a basis in Scripture for a biblical revolution against tyrannical abuse of power. Does not rest in the hand of the individual. The Bible does not allow anarchy, even as an excuse to overthrow tyranny. The Bible does not advocate anarchy. But there is a biblical doctrine of the right to overthrow a tyrannical government. We would need to look at that. Coming to the church, we would need to consider the nature and proper use of church power by the elders, and the nature and the necessity of Christians joyfully submitting themselves to it. As I pointed out, that proud, selfish despising of legitimate authority, even in the church, will be a flagrant breach of the law of God, because it's despising God Himself. Now, those are big matters. Undeniably, those are important matters. And maybe if I were giving a theological lecture, I would take time to go through those in detail. But the Bible has much to say on them. Let me sum it all up and say that the main thing to recognize is that the law of God forbids unbridled individualism, and it commands a true respect and honor for legitimate authority. Now, that's as far as I can pursue those subjects, because I want to confine the study to the primary reference of the commandment, which is the proper attitude and actions of parents and children toward each other. Now, I set out with the intention of doing it all tonight, and I may yet do that. But Dr. Barrett is running short of time. He's to go and meet his wife, and you know, I can't put a stress upon that marriage relationship, so I may not go too far time-wise or otherwise tonight. It may come as a shock when I include the duties of parents in the subject, when the text says it's addressed to children, honor thy father and thy mother. Well, think of the terms father and mother. Those are terms that must be understood in the full sense of the word. We read in Ephesians chapter 6 tonight, where the Apostle Paul was quoting, applying, and therefore expounding this fifth commandment. And he did speak to the children, but he also spoke to the parents. You can't divorce them. It's a little bit like when a husband comes and says, my wife's not in subjection. Well, she should be in subjection. He mightn't be all that he's supposed to be, but wife, you should be in subjection. And you should not be flaunting the legitimate desire and authority and instruction of your husband. You can't do that without flying in the face of God. But yet, so many times a husband comes and says, my wife's not in subjection. But what about the other part that says, husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it? Very often those very husbands who are griping the loudest are the most self-centered creatures, and they simply waft in and out of the home as if they were visitors from outer space. Now that does not in itself justify the wife's breach of the law of God, but it explains it in part. And similarly, parents who are always harping at their children, honor your father, honor your mother, while they themselves are not fulfilling the duties that the Bible sets down for fathers and mothers, will soon find that they're causing more harm than good. You see, parents are to be fathers and mothers in the full sense of those terms. They're to fulfill the various functions which God in His Word ascribes to fatherhood and motherhood. I suppose the summary way in which to put that is that fathers are to reflect the fatherhood of God. Understand that. According to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 15, it is after God that every family in heaven and earth is named. The very idea of fatherhood comes from God. It's been the tragic experience of every pastor who has had much to do with people at all to find that there are young people whose hearts are hardened toward God and their lives are twisted and tormented, where the very idea of the fatherhood of God is obnoxious to them because their only contact with fatherhood has been a contact with a selfish, cruel tyranny. Didn't we look at this when we were studying about Martin Luther, talking about the Reformation? Martin Luther, wanting to be saved, going into a monastery, yet hated the very thought of the fatherhood of God. Why? Because the only father he had ever known was a harsh and brutal taskmaster, and to him the word father meant such a thing. I tell you, every father here has got to remember that your fatherhood is to represent the fatherhood of God. And woe be to the man when his children stand before God the judge on the judgment day. Woe be to that man whose representation has been such a caricature of God as to make his children even hate the very name of God the Father.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.